proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to welcome you to today's program. Today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. At Passover, God remembered the covenant that he had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Today, we are reminded that God also sends acts of loving kindness upon us, not because of a covenant relationship, but because he is a good God. When we are surrounded by burdens and trials, this is a comforting thought. The English word covenant is found 279 times in the Tanakh and is translated from the Hebrew word brit. Brit is always translated as covenant. The Theological Workbook of the Old Testament defines the word brit as a treaty, alliance of friendship between individuals, a pledge or agreement with obligation between monarch and subjects, a constitution between God and man, a covenant accompanied by signs, sacrifices, and a solemn oath that sealed the relationship with promises of blessing for keeping the covenant and curses for breaking it. The word first appears in the Bible text in Genesis 6, verse 18, when God made a covenant with Noah. This is called the Noahic covenant and is mentioned 8 times from Genesis 6 through chapter 9. The rainbow is a sign, or an oath in Hebrew, that God gave Noah when he made this covenant. Although God first made his promise with Abraham in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, the word covenant, or brit, is not used until Genesis 15, verse 18. Covenants were ratified, or made legal, by the shedding of blood or a sacrifice. Although God gave the sacrifice, God gave the covenant. In Genesis 17, the word brit is used 10 times as God confirms his covenant with Abram many times over. The English phrase, I will, also occurs 11 times, showing us that God is the initiator of the covenant. God gives to Abram as a token of the covenant, or Ot Brit, the sign of the circumcision, the Brit Milah, according to Genesis 17, verse 11. In verse 13, God declares it to be a Brit Olam, or an everlasting covenant between himself and the B'nai Brit, which is the children of the covenant, referring to the children of Israel. Since God changed Abram's name to Abraham in the same chapter, it is Jewish tradition even today to give a baby boy his Hebrew name at this time when he is 8 days old. We see at the end of the book of Genesis, the children of Israel are safely in Egypt, Mitzrayim, as we say in Hebrew, where Joseph will care for them during the years of famine. Joseph and his generation pass on, and Exodus 1 verse 8 says, Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. This Pharaoh did not like the idea of such, of a large group of non-Egyptians living in his land, and so he enslaved the Israelites. It says in Exodus 1 verse 11, Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. However, unknown to Pharaoh, God had a covenant with the children of Israel. In Exodus 2, verse 24, we read, And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. God was very much aware of what the Egyptian taskmasters were doing to his people. God knew of their suffering and sorrows caused by the Egyptians. The word remember, zakar in Hebrew, is very important because the Bible text is replete with God remembering his covenants and promises. He does not make them to forget them. God then began the process to deliver Israel from the land of Egypt, which resulted in the Passover. Indeed, God cares for his own. What a comforting thought. I invite you to tune in again next time as we delve a little deeper in seeing God's care up close through the story of the Passover. The deliverance of the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt is an amazing work of God. This same God loves and cares for you. May you be encouraged today as you meditate on this precious truth. This has been another Hebrew Nugget provided by Jackie Powell. Again, you can go to her website, lightforisrael.org, for this transcript, as well as for other information regarding Hebrew study resources. And as we close this program, I also want to remind us that we should follow what it says in Psalm 122, verse 6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.